Let's finish out our discussion of immunotherapy and lung cancer by talking a little bit about small cell. Can you talk about what we know, particularly in terms of first-line therapy at this point?
Yeah, so small cell, the first-line therapy for small cell has changed, and it has changed comparable to its non-small cell counterpart with the study of carboplatin etoposide with or without atezolizumab, which showed a sizable and real improvement in both progression-free and overall survival. I'd say it's absolutely a new standard of care, but the results remain underwhelming. We were all really hoping for a much more substantial improvement in overall survival.
What about second-line therapy in patients who haven't had a checkpoint inhibitor first-line? And again, the issue of ipi/nivo comes up.
Right. We've seen data both for pembrolizumab and for ipilimumab and nivolumab. So if you dive down into the data that led to the NCCN indication of ipilimumab and nivolumab, there were three subsets. Nivolumab was studied alone, and then ipi and nivo at two different dose schedules. The very small data sets actually didn't show a tremendous amount of difference, but there were subtle differences that led to the development of the combination of ipilimumab and nivolumab. And I'd say from clinical practice, when I've chosen to use it and people do respond, it's comparable to what we were hoping to see from the first-line atezo study, that the responses are extremely deep and extremely durable. We also know from press release that ipilimumab and nivolumab, as well as nivolumab alone, do not improve survival in small cell when used in the maintenance setting. So I think that was a disappointment because the setting seemed to make sense. The question, just like non-small cell, that remains is who are the right people to give checkpoint inhibitors to? And none of these studies have answered that question.